Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gora Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. So tonight we'll begin the reading of this most auspicious Mahakavya, great poem of Srila Jiva Goswami. He begins his book, his poem, by paying respects to Krishna and indicating the subject matter, which is the Abhishek of Srimati Radharani. He says, all glories to the glorious rays emanating from the body of Krishna, decorated with streams of Abhishek water of Sri Radhika. His glorious effulgence bestowed the greatest ecstasy on the eyes of Radha's associates as rain clouds increase the pleasure of peacocks. Then Srila Jiva Goswami offers his prayers of invocation before starting. He prays that may golden complexioned Krishna Chaitanya, the famous moon who appeared in the ocean of the womb of Mother Sachi, who became a sea of nectar in the form of the greatest devotion, may he spread his rays in my heart. May Krishna, who stays eternally in Vrindavan, decorated with huge groves, may he place his feet, which rival the lotus, on my head. May Sanatan Goswami, who by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya attained permanent residence in Vrindavan, ornamented with great temple-like forests, place his lotus feet upon my head. By the mercy of my famous master, self-satisfied Sri Rupa Goswami, worshipable by the whole world, and by whose order I have begun this poem, may the gopis of Radha also be pleased with me. And then he tells us the form that this work will take. He says, all glories to the effulgence girls began to talk about him. But this only increased her longings. At that very moment, Nandamukhi arrived. Now, who is Nandamukhi? Nandamukhi is the granddaughter of Onamasi. And you will hear from Nandamukhi at different times during this beautiful presentation, but you will hear of Onamasi all the time. Onamasi is the guru of everybody in Vraj. No one ever disobeys Onamasi. Onamasi sorts out everything, as you will hear as we go along. And Purnamasi feels that the purpose of her very being is to bring Radha and Krishna together. So whatever mysterious arrangements that Purnamasi makes, they always have this one intention in mind. So Nandamukhi arrived, and the girls all stood up, and they welcomed her respectfully with folded hands. They offered her a place to sit. Nandamukhi had overheard that exchange between Radha and her friends. And wishing to pacify Radha, she said, "I've come here to see you on the order head. And in confusion, he wouldn't even be able to find it. Then he asked me to make a request of you. He said, a woman as fickle as lightning, this miserable person is burning with pain. Please do something to save him. You have taken up residence in his heart. You have taken up residence in my heart. And you have become proud of it. But now the wicked creator has dissolved that vision so that even in my heart I cannot see you. I am very soft, but you are proud and ruthless. Oh, beautiful faced Radha, please come once to see your Vrindavan. And if you glance towards this tamal tree, I will appreciate your generosity. Nanda said, what could I say? Under my breath, I simply chanted, Radhe, 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 Radhe. And then Madhava said, Nandi, go quickly. Go quickly to Radha and reveal to her the pain in my mind and offer this garland to her. So, taking his order, I began to make my way here. Oh, Radhe, you should know the unspeakable love in his heart. And he knows your innermost feelings. My carrying a message is like sprinkling drops of water on the ocean. Hearing these words, all the girls remained silent. Then Nandi told them some very, very exciting news from Purnamasi. She said, oh Radha, Purnamasi told me that very, very soon Radha will be revealed in a great festival undertaken by Krishna and his friends. This festival will destroy the deepest darkness. It will destroy all lamentation, and it will establish the goal of worship for all the devatas and protect the spiritual path. This festival will illuminate Vraj and give splendor to the rays of the moon. And Nalita said to Nandi, she said, yes, a great auspicious festival revealed itself before my eyes like a dream, or like the rising of the moon. I saw a jeweled courtyard, and there were many goddesses worshipping our dear friend Radha in the presence of Krishna. Closing her eyes for a long time, Nandi then spoke. She said, after the Abhishek, we will be able to dress Radha, who is holding a golden scepter given to her by Vrinda. O Sakis, your hearts such a festival would extinguish her anguish. She thought that gaining the lordship of Krishna's forests would only increase the disturbance in her heart. Then Vishakha said, "My dear friend Nandi, Radha cannot go anywhere today. You will have to satisfy Krishna. Radha is going to the Malika forest with Malati." Understanding the hint, Nandi Mukhi smiled slightly and bid them all farewell. She said, "Go now and pick your flowers, and I am going to offer some dream flowers, or I am going to offer some preparation for the Abhishek that Lalita saw in her dream. I am going to offer some dream flowers to the lotus feet of my guru, Manumasi." Saying this, Nandamukhi gave bliss to the Sakis and went to comfort Madhava, who was full of longings, while Vishakha quickly sent Radha to the Malika forest to meet him on the pretext of gathering flowers. Then Radha entered the forest, decorated with blossoming like diamond ornaments. While going to meet Krishna, the girls excitedly spoke about this upcoming Abhishek. They wondered how they would get to see such an extraordinary sight of Radha being bathed while Krishna was looking on. They also discussed the cunning behavior of Padma, Chandravali's best friend. So Chandravali is Radha's rival. There is no animosity, but there is a deep longing for Krishna's association. They discussed how Padma had been stealing flowers from Radha's garden and speaking very boldly. And as they were proceeding, Radha was thinking, "Now I have gone a quarter of the path, and now I have gone halfway, and now at that place I will complete my journey." In this way, in great anticipation, she moved along the path in the forest towards her meeting with Krishna. However, when they arrived at the appointed destination, Radha noticed that the flowers had been picked, and she questioned her friends about the theft. And they were puzzled by this until they saw Malati, an associate of Vrinda, quickly approaching. Malati said, "O Radha, although the kingdom of Vrindavan belongs to you, I will share with you what I saw with my own eyes. As soon as I heard from Nandi Mukhi about the upcoming festival, I became overjoyed, and I came here to pick flowers to make a bed for you." And just then, Padma arrived, along with her friend Sanya, and they were speaking very crooked words. I hid and overheard the conversation. Padma said, "Saivya, I became disappointed. And so I made an arrangement for Chandravali to meet Krishna elsewhere. There is no possibility of his coming here. Sahiba said, Padma, you're so clever. She said, yes. And when Chandravali's Abhishek to install her as Queen of Vrindavan takes place, with Krishna's permission, we shall plunder all the flower gardens of Radha and Sahiba said, but Padma, if we steal the flowers from Radha's garden, bad-tempered Lalita will object. Padma said, why are you afraid of Lalita? Just pick the flowers. When these gopis are separated from Krishna, they will not be able to say even one word. Malati continued. She said, hearing this conversation, I stepped out of hiding and revealed myself. And showing my loyalty to you, I made a counterattack. I said, you foolish girls, do not steal flowers from Radha's forest. Who is so foolish that they dare to steal even one spot of pollen from flowers desired by Radha? When Lalita hears about this, you will be in so much danger. You foolish followers of Chandravali, is there any woman who can control Vrindavan? The coronation of Radha has almost arrived. And when she mounts the Abhishek platform as Queen of Vrindavan, the confidence of all of you thieves will be destroyed. Hearing my words, Padma laughed. Becoming extremely angry, she said, just see, although Chandravali is a most soothing person, foolish Malati cannot see how Vrindavan is illuminated by the rays of Her Majesty. O foolish friend of Vrinda, have you not heard the news? Do you not know that Govinda has requested Chandravali to become his queen, sitting beside him on the throne? Then, having proudly spoken these words, Padma proceeded to pick the flowers in a very angry mood, along with her hundreds of girlfriends. What could I do or say alone? So I left, and I made my way here to tell you this news immediately. I had actually heard something about an Abhishek. cause me any suffering. But the way she spoke about Krishna making Chandravali the queen of Vrindavan breaks my heart. Vrindavan, does she have no shame to speak that which is unthinkable? Saying this, Radha turned and quickly hid it towards her home. When the Sakis saw this, they looked at Lalita, who spoke in a soft, firm voice. She said, "Let Chandravali become queen of Krishna's forest. Maybe it has been done, or maybe it will be done. But I swear that here in Vrindavan, we will make Radha the queen." Saying this, Radha and her friends, with both gravity and anger, proceeded towards the house. Seeing the angry gopis, the trees began to rain honey as tears, and the tears in the animals' eyes were wiped away by the tender leaves shaking in the breeze. Now the gopis took no joy joking exchanges, and nor did they ask any questions. Under the sway of anger, they returned to their homes, and Radha, absorbed in thought, her head bent low, entered the house on the pretext of sleep. Throughout that night, the gopis remained outside, awake, sitting in front of the door. Periodically they stood up and they gazed at Radha without being seen, their anxiety increasing at every moment. So this is the first section of this beautiful pastime. And of course we know that Radha was to be coronated. But there always must be some rivalry, some obstacle, some challenge in order to intensify the relationship when it actually occurs. This is the nature of Vrindavan. This is the nature of Braj Bhakti. It flows like a snake, going this way, that way, moves in this direction, and always